Hi, Hags. Happy Valentine's Day. I've had an okay Valentine's Day. My friends who are the cutest couple came up to me while I was working at Starbucks, and me and my coworker were complaining about Valentine's Day. But you know what? I have mostly no animosity towards couples on Valentine's Day. It's mostly just a getting through all the Instagram stories, all of the this one, my other half, my guy, that starts to grate on me after a while. But because I'm a seasonal hag, I have a Valentine's show for you today. Kind of in ascending order of cheerfulness, if I had to take a guess. If you aren't in the mood for sad love songs, give it like 15 minutes, and then it'll be pretty tolerable from then on out. And they're not that bad. They're not that bad. So starting off, we have Tia Blake. What is the full title? Yeah, just Wish I Was a Single Girl by Tia Blake. So strap in for a Valentine's Day Young Hag show on WCHC 88.1 FM. Worcester's only alternative source.
When I was a single girl, had clothes of the very best kind. Now that I'm a married girl, go ragged all the time. Wish I was a single girl again. Wish I was a single girl again. When I was a single girl, had shoes of the very best kind. Now that I'm a married girl, go barefoot all the time. Wish I was a single girl again. Wish I was a single girl again. When I was a single girl, used to go to the store and buy. Now that I'm a married girl, just rock that cradle and cry. Wish I was a single girl again. Wish I was a single girl again. When a fella comes a-courting you and sits you on his knee, keep your eye upon the sparrow that flits from tree to tree. You'll never wish you were a single girl like me. Wish I was a single girl again.
That was Tia Blake, Wish I Was a Single Girl. Not a love song, you say? The ending, pulled it together for me. Up next, we have Love Ridden by Fiona Apple. Lots of options from Fiona, so I decided to go with the one with love in the title.
Love written, I've looked at you with the focus I gave to my birthday candles. I've wished on the lettered blue flames under your brow. And baby, I wished for you. Nobody sees when you are lying in your bed, and I wanna crawl in with you, but I cry instead. I want your warm, but it will only make me colder when it's over. So I can't tonight, baby. No, not baby anymore. If I need you, I'll just use your simple name. Only kisses on the cheek from now on. And in a little while alone, they have to wait. My hand won't hold you down no more. The path is clear to follow through. I stood too long in the way of the door.
That was Love Ridden by Fiona Apple. Contrary to popular belief, I have not played Fiona Apple on every episode of this, whatever this is. Less than half, even. Maybe even, like, three? But I understand where you would get that impression, as I am never not talking about her, thinking about her, dreaming about her. So, but yeah, gotta throw one in there for the people. I'm the people. Up next, we have Paper Thin Hotel, written by Leonard Cohen, but this version is covered by Matt Maltese. Great song. It'll cheer up a little bit after this, don't you worry. This is Paper Thin Hotel.
This hotel are paper thin. Last night I heard you making love to him. The struggle mouth to mouth and limb to limb. The grunt of unity when he came. Stood there with my ear against the wall. I was not seized by jealousy at all. In fact, a burden lifted from my soul. I heard that love was a of my control. I listen to your kisses at the door. I never heard the world so clear before. You ran your bath and you began to sing. I felt so good I couldn't feel a thing. I stood there with my ear against the wall. By jealousy at all. In fact, a burden lifted from my soul. I learned that love was out of my control.
That was Paper Thin Motel, written by Leonard Cohen, covered by Matt Maltese. Up next, okay, my Alex G fan friends will be like, that's not happier, but like the instrumentation is a little bit more upbeat. Up next is Sarah by Alex G. We're getting to the sappy, okay? We're getting there. Just be patient. Stick with me. Yeah, this is Sarah by Alex G.
Thank you. Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
That was Sarah by Alex G. Up next, we have... okay, now I think we... I would argue that all that follows are just, like, solid love songs. This one comes with a free side of homoeroticism, but it's a love song nonetheless. yeah, one of my favorites. This is The Predatory Wasp of the Palisades is Out to Get Us by Sufjan Stevens.
Thinking outrageously, I write in cursive. I hide in my bed with the lights on the floor, wearing three layers of coats and leg warmers. I see my own breath on the face of the door. Oh, I am not quite sleeping. Oh, I am fast in bed. There on the wall in the bedroom creeping, I see a wasp with her wings outstretched. I come out wearing my brother's red hat. There on his shoulder my best friend is bit. Seven times he runs washing his face in his hands. Oh, how I meant to tease him. Oh, how I meant no harm. Touching his back with my hand, I kiss him. I see the wasp on the length of my arm. My best friend,
into the car from the backseat. All admiration and falling asleep. All of my powers, day after day. I can tell you, we swaggered and swayed. Deep in the tower, the prairies below. I can tell you, the telling gets old. Terrible stains and terrible storm. I can tell you, the day we were born. My friend is gone, he ran away. I can tell you, I love him each day. Though we have sparred, wrestled and raged. I can tell you, I love him each day. Terrible stains, terrible stains. I can tell you.
That was The Predatory Wasp of the Palisades Is Out to Get Us! Exclamation point. By Sufjan Stevens. Up next, we have Love in the Time of Socialism by Yellow House. No comment? I don't know. You can't expect me to have a witticism in between 13 whole songs. I don't have 15 witticisms in me. The world puts so much pressure on hags, and here I am, Atlas, carrying the weight of this radio show on my shoulders, expected to be funny in an interval of 3 to 5 minutes. This is Love in the Time of Socialism.
Better off in Berlin, or as an artist muse in London, drifting from hand to hand. Maybe I was born to be a sailor, drop my anchors in Antigua as a traveling fisherman. But I am home wherever you are near. No life in anything when you're not here. What could take my love away? Maybe I was destined for philosophy, leading leftist ideologies at the Paris Sorbonne. Dreaming of the splendid demise of the societies we despise at Café de Flore. But these things lose all their meaning and allure if you're not there to witness the grandeur. Take my love away. Congo, revolutionaries in Cuba, perhaps we'll build a home. shadows of the forest along the east coast or the west coast. I forget where we decided. As long as I'm with you and we do it, I could trade the views in for any palette. Nothing can take my love away. No, nothing can take my love away.
That was Love in the Time of Socialism by Yellow House. Up next, we have another one of my all-time favorites, Something Stupid, performed by Frank and Nancy Sinatra. Too cute. Again, no witticism. I just really like this song. I think I could listen to it every day and never, ever, ever get tired of it. This is Something Stupid.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you.
That was Something Stupid by Frank Sinatra and Nancy Sinatra. I've seen, like, too many people on the internet be like, ooh, it's weird that a father and daughter sang this together. I really don't feel like it is. I think maybe you guys are looking for creepiness where there is none. It's like, I think, like, It's just so silly. Like, I don't know. It's, I'm, you've never sung a song with somebody, regardless of, whatever, okay? They both have gorgeous voices. Two icons. Two Sinatras. Two icons. Up next, we have another icon. I Will Take Care of You by the Bangles, off of Doll Revolution. Wore that album out. My parents, like, played that all the time in the car as a kid. And I turned out fine. In fact, I'm so cool. And my parents played the Bangles for me as a kid. Correlation equals causation. I, like, raise your kids listening to the Bangles, and they'll turn out just like me. Okay, this is I Will Take Care of You.
When the daylight disappears, when you're haunted, I'll be near. When the shadows come to call, and when you're too scared to stand tall, I can stand tall. Dream and let your
That was I Will Take Care of You by the Bangles. By the Bangles? Did they? Is that a re-recording? I could totally see that being a cover, but I also don't want to accuse them of that. I don't know. This is just me being a bad DJ. I'm sorry. Yeah, I reiterate that. Like, I think, yeah, just about everything in this playlist, especially in the latter half, is one that gets me in a Valentine's Day mood, that makes me ignore the annoying story posts of people and their pookies bugging me. It's not even like a jealous, it's like genuinely, and everyone's gonna be like, test. No, it's not a jealousy thing, because I don't care. I don't want your ugly boyfriend. Whoops. It's just a stop making me look at it thing. But when I listen to I Will Take Care of You by the Bangles, I think, you know what? There's somebody for everybody, and good for the people that want to announce it to their Instagram followers. More power to you, relationship influencers, micro-influencers. Okay, up next, we have, I think, maybe this is from the vault of Dionne Warwick. Maybe she recently recorded it. She's getting up there in years, so I'm betting it's from the vault, but it's a recent release. I was notified of the Love of My Man, famously recorded by, like, Etta James and other icons of vocals. But now Dionne's done it. So let's get into that.
The love of my man, the love of my man, keeps me safe and warm. The love of my man protects me from all. Cause I know that he loves me, and you can believe that I love him too. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, the love of my man.
That was The Love of My Man, as performed by Dionne Warwick. What a voice. And like, okay, this probably wasn't written by Burt Bacharach, if I had to guess, but watch, I'm going to get that wrong too. But not to be like that, but during the In Memoriam section at the Grammys, he didn't get enough of a pause. did not get enough of a pause to be like, rest in peace, Burt Bacharach. One of the most important songwriters of the 20th century. Don't get me wrong, those that they did highlight also deserve to be highlighted. Just, you know, it's not a pie, to use a oft-used phrase that may be a bit misplaced here. But anyway, also, I just got intel from the mother hag, my mom, who informed me that Susanna of the Bangles did write, "I Will Take Care of You." Which, like, makes sense, but I guess in my mind, it's just such... it's such an iconic song to me. I don't know if it's to everybody. To me, that I was like, oh, well, perhaps it was written ages ago. But no, no, no. No, the Bangles are perfectly capable of that. But yeah, that might just be a me thing. Anyway, up next, we have another Patti family classic from Pet Sounds, Beach Boys, Don't Talk, parentheses, Put Your Head on My Shoulder.
I can hear so much in your sound, and I can see so much in your eyes. There are words we both could say.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
That was Don't Talk, Put Your Head on My Shoulder by the Beach Boys. Up next, you guessed it, another Tess favorite love song, also an oldie. I just can't be stopped today. Sorry, guys. We have Unforgettable by Nat King Cole. Hold for applause. Yeah. I think they play this in the credits of Finding Nemo, if I am not mistaken, which, fantastic movie, fantastic song, fantastic choice for the end of that movie, like with all the little, with all the pretty ocean animation and the little sea creatures. Yeah, put some King over that. Yeah. Just my Finding Nemo take for you all. This is unforgettable.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. That someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
That was Unforgettable by Nat King Cole. Up next, a slightly more modern love song. Am I going to get flack from my friends at home for playing Lana Del Rey on a public radio station? Maybe, but oh well. Because you know what? I really like the song Margaret off of Did You Know There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard. I don't love Jack Antonoff's vocals, oops, but I do love this song. So this is Margaret by Lana Del Rey.
Song gonna write it for a friend. My shirt is inside out, I'm messy with the pen. He met Margaret on a rooftop. She was wearing white, and he was like, I might be in trouble. He had flashes of the good life. He was like, should I jump off this building now or do it on the double? Cause baby, if your love is in trouble, baby, if your love is in trouble, baby, if your love is in trouble. When you know, you know, it kind of makes me laugh, running down that path when your good is gone. Cause when you know, you know,
the words all my friends, but they're red flags, they're white knights, they're black eyes, and they're blue eyes. If you're asking yourself, how do you know? And that's your answer. The answer is no. Gotta run, run. Your head's on fire. No way that your head is on fire.
Cause baby, if your love is in trouble, baby, if your love is in trouble, baby, if your love is in trouble. When you know, you know, it kind of makes me laugh, running down that path when your good is gone. Cause when you know, you know, when you're old, you're old, like Hollywood and me, the diamond on your ring, the soul that you bring to the table, one that makes me sick.
That was Margaret by Lana Del Rey featuring Bleachers, aka headed by Jack Antonoff, public enemy number one. Okay, one last song for you hags, and then I will send you off to enjoy your Valentine's Day. It's been a pleasure having you on WCHC 881.FM, Worcester's only alternative source. So yeah, let's leave it with I Will by the Beatles. Happy Valentine's Day, hags.
Who knows how long I've loved you?